Haines residents asks the U.S. Forest Service to uphold the roadless rule. And White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad applies for permits to dredge a portion of Skagway's Harbor Basin. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The U.S. Forest Service held a public meeting in Haines on Saturday to discuss why they are seeking a full exemption of the roadless rule in the Tongass National Forest. Claire Strempel has the story.
About a dozen Haines residents sat under a large Christmas tree in the library to hear the Forest Service's presentation. The decorations were cheery, but the mood somewhat dreary among attendees. Some said the agency's decision doesn't reflect the will of the people in the region. Many were critical of the decision on environmental grounds. Kathleen Menke was among them.
There was nothing in there about climate change or global warming or our ocean acidification, all those things that really are strongly impacting us in this community where we live, and that the Tongass being roadless currently is literally our firewall.
Forest Service Environmental Coordinator Ken Tu was often on the defensive.
Well, we're just the process people.
He explained that the Forest Service is only responsible for doing the research and developing the different management plan alternatives.
And we knew that the Secretary of Agriculture, the responsible official in this, could select any one of those alternatives that we developed.
The Forest Service issued a draft environmental impact statement in October that favors a complete rollback of the Clinton-era roadless rule provision. It protects 9.2 million acres of the Tongass National Forest from development. Of 144,000 public comments, most people favored no action, which would keep the 18-year-old roadless rule in place. Two said it was about 90% of the response. Yet, Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue deferred to elected officials when he directed the agency to pursue a complete exemption. Alaska Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan and Representative Don Young support the rollback, as does Governor Mike Dunleavy. Tu told residents that the exemption to the roadless rule would have minimal effect on the visitor and fisheries industries.
And one of the reasons people have been criticizing us is, you know, they look at this chart and they say, well, clearly, you know, alternative six, you know, you're dropping all the protection across 9.2 million acres. How can you have such little effect? And the reason we don't have a lot of effects is the 2016 forest plan. It's kind of the backstop.
He said the majority of impacts would be caused by road building for timber harvests. Since the timber harvest is set by the 2016 Forest and Resources Management Plan, it does not change across any of the six alternatives. But the 2016 plan isn't law. It's just a plan. And forest plans can and do change, but it takes time, according to Frank Sherman, the Tongass Deputy Forest Supervisor.
They're supposed to take 4 years. Historically, that in the last 20 years, it's taken most forests about 8 years. In the Tongass, I guarantee you, it'll take longer.
The 2016 Forest Management Plan calls for a transition to young growth logging. They said only about 24 miles of road would be built in the next 100 years under that plan. The agency took oral testimony from the public during a subsistence meeting after the presentation. Six Haines residents spoke up in favor of maintaining the roadless rule. All of them cited environmental concerns. Retired business owner Tom Ely said the implications of the decision are global.
The Tongass Forest is a temperate rainforest, plays a huge part in combating climate change, and that should be the most significant decision that the Forest Service can make in its planning for the forest, is what the forest does for the world, not what it will do for a dying timber industry.
Old growth stands in the Tongass sequester carbon, a contributor to increasing global temperatures. The forest makes up about a third of the world's supply of old growth forest. Studies find that deforestation and forest degradation contribute more greenhouse gases than the global transportation system. The agency expects Agriculture Secretary Perdue to make a final decision by spring or summer next year. Conservation groups anticipate litigation if Perdue selects the Forest Service's preferred option to open up the Tongass. The Forest Service will take public comment on the proposal through December 17th. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad recently applied for a permit to dredge a portion of Skagway's Harbor Basin. The project is part of a plan to address decades-old contamination caused by loading ore onto ships at a dock operated by the railroad. The municipality is concerned that the project is not ready to be permitted. White Pass hired environmental engineering firm Anchor QEA to develop a plan for removing contaminated sediment from the harbor. The firm says it can remove 85% of the mass of contamination by dredging the harbor basin in front of the ore loader. They hope to begin dredging as early as next fall and estimate the work can be completed in 6 weeks. The Army Corps of Engineers announced White Pass's permit application to dredge the harbor last month. Originally, they set a deadline of December 6th to submit comments on it, but they extended the deadline by 10 days in response to a request from the municipality of Skagway. Mayor Andrew Cremata worked with the borough manager and legal counsel to draft a letter to the Army Corps of Engineers. He says Anchor QEA's plan doesn't do enough to ensure that all of the contamination is removed.
It's not comprehensive. It doesn't take into account any of the remediation needs underneath the dock or the loader. There were also a number of concerns that there hasn't been enough testing. So we're not aware of any kind of plan post-remediation that focuses on public health and safety or what the institutional controls would be.
The Skagway Borough Assembly will review the letter and decide whether to send it to the Army Corps of Engineers at its meeting Wednesday. In addition to the contamination around the dock, municipal leaders say that the ore terminal's aging infrastructure needs to be addressed as well. Skagway Port Commission Chair Tom Cochran has suggested that removing the ore loader during renovations could open up access to the contaminated area beneath the dock. But that could disrupt the port's ore shipping operations, which are expected to resume next month. The deadline for submitting comments on the dredging plans is December 16th. Comments can be submitted by mail or email to the Army Corps of Engineers Juneau Field Office. For details, visit khns.org. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.